Thousands of Palestinians gathered this week in Ramallah and other cities in the West Bank to show support for membership in the United Nations. The demonstrations were largely peaceful, though there were some clashes with Israeli security forces at a few checkpoints. While Israeli leaders say the move will hurt peace talks between the two sides, Palestinian leaders hope UN recognition will revive the talks and boost their drive for independence. But some Palestinians do not think UN recognition will accomplish much. Tamer Marmesh is a butcher in Ramallah.
I think going to the UN is nonsense. Even if we get recognition, we are under occupation. It is a meaningless venture.
In Jerusalem, office worker Ziba Gazit agrees, although she supports a separate state for the Palestinians.
I think that the UN declaration will result nothing for the average Palestinian in the cities. Nothing will happen for the moment, and they will be very disappointed, I'm afraid. And when that
support among Palestinians for the UN effort is generally split along party allegiances. Fatah, which rules much of the West Bank, backs Mr. Abbas, but Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip, opposes the bid for UN recognition. Spokesman Sami Abu Zuhri says it will only further legitimize Israel, which Hamas refuses to recognize.
We reiterate that Abbas's move is an individual step that does not enjoy majority support of the Palestinian people. It is a cosmetic move, upon which there will be no real benefit for the Palestinian people.
Still, Palestinians will be watching Friday to see if Mr. Abbas's move raises Palestinian standing in the world's eyes or escalates an already difficult relationship with the Israelis. Scott Bob, VOA News, Jerusalem.